The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 7th of February, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. I got a full studio this morning. If you hear me playing Dr. Off, you know I'm having a good time, and I hope that you, the listening audience, enjoy this conversation as much as I am already enjoying it. I think it is, again, a very important conversation, more important than politics, right? Joining me this morning are representatives from the Northern New Providence District. And they've come to talk about an event they are hosting this weekend. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Erin. Good morning.
Okay.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. So now, when you speak in the mic, you have to pull it straight to you, speak directly into the mic. Remember, this is what we teach children, to build their confidence, to get comfortable in front of the mic, let your voice shine, right? So I'm glad to have you all in studio today. I have not been in school for many, many a decade, and I'm scared you're going to pull me right back in. Good morning. Please introduce yourself.
Good morning. Erin, when you were speaking, I was tempted to say, yes, teacher. But I am Shannon White, District Superintendent of the Northern New Providence Secondary Schools District. And joining me here today is the principal of Doris Johnson, home of the Mystic Marlins, Mr. Kent Lightborn.
Good morning.
Senior mistress and member of the committee, Ms. Thompson, Larissa Thompson.
Good morning.
And also guidance counsel of L.W. Young, Ms. Seeley.
Good morning.
Yes, so we are here to just make some noise against bullying. New Providence Secondary District at the end of last school year, in a meeting with our new administrators, newly promoted administrators, principals, vice principals, senior mistress, we were going over the district's data, discipline data in particular. And we noticed an uptake in the amount of incidences of bullying that was reported during the school year.
Okay.
So we decided to be proactive for the next school year to start a anti-bullying campaign. And I had shared with them that I had incidences of parents coming into the district office advising that they didn't feel that their children were safe on some of the campuses in our school because of bullying. So we decided to be proactive and launch an anti-bullying campaign. And we wanted to coincide with the International Anti-Bullying Month, which is in October. And so a lot of schools, well, every school in the district had a assembly that addressed anti-bullying, where persons would have shared what is bullying. We came up with some plans, some strategies to address bullying for our students and for our teachers. We also had a competition, a TikTok competition, anti-bullying TikTok competition that L.W. Young won. That's the Golden Eagles. We had a PSA competition that L.W. Young won. We also had a T-shirt design competition that D.W. Davis won. That's the T-shirt that we are modeling today. A student.
And didn't bring me one. So
we'll make
sad.
Sure you get one. A student designed this.
It is awesome.
A student designed
it. Yeah, man, I like it.
So they had bulletin boards. We created pamphlets and brochures for the students to learn more about bullying and how to stop bullying. So we had a number of different activities that schools did, and they continued it throughout last term. And we are ending this or culminating this campaign with a rally February 9th at the Kendall G. L. Isaac, starting from 9:30 to 2:30.
Awesome. 9:30 to 2:30?
Yeah, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Okay, that's great. So let me go over that one more time. The Northern New Providence Secondary Schools District is hosting the inaugural anti-bullying rally on Friday, the 9th of February.
Yes.
Kendall G. Isaacs National Gymnasium from
9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
All day?
All day.
Now, okay, I'm a student. I'm in the Southern New Providence District of Secondary Schools.
Mm-hmm.
Is my school being invited to participate in this all-day rally?
Well, it's mainly for the Northern New Providence Secondary Schools District.
Okay.
But all schools, if they choose to, they can just reach out to the district office and find out more information. They can bring a set of students.
All right. And so the Northern District is comprised of all of these schools belong to you.
Yes.
I like it. C.C. Sweeting.
Yes.
Senior high school.
Mm-hmm.
C.I. Gibson High School. That's a combination of both junior.
No. That's senior.
Oh, senior. Love it. C.R. Walker Senior High School.
Yes.
D.W. Davis Junior High School.
Yes.
Doris Johnson Senior High School.
Yes.
Erin Gilmore School.
Yes.
For the blind.
For the blind and visually impaired. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
H.O. Nash, mm-hmm. Junior High,
mm-hmm.
with an excellent farming program.
Yes,
and
excellent.
I want you all to know mm-hmm. that the farming program can also be a part of the anti-bullying mm-hmm. program.
Yes.
Because learning to grow things and yes. care for things
yes.
instills empathy.
Yes.
And empathy yes. is the blocker. It's the antidote to bullying.
Yes.
Right? Hospital school.
Yes, but they are no longer, they're not operational right now.
Okay,
yes.
No problem.
Yes.
Although nurses also, and all people in high stress situations, right, they are continually training to manage their stress levels.
Yes.
So that they don't appear or come off as bullying.
Yes.
Because I don't have enough time. You want me to see 100 patients in 1 hour. And patients may not understand that energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
L.W. Young.
Yes.
I live in the Bernard Road, Johnson Road community.
Pace. Eagles, yes.
And Pace is providing access to continuing education.
Yes.
That's a school for girls who have been conceived, gotten
yes.
pregnant,
yes.
unable to finish their high school
yes.
Career. T.A. Thompson Junior High School.
Mm-hmm.
And TAPS.
Yes.
Transitional Alternative Program for students.
Yes.
And
for females.
For women. Oh,
yes.
For girls.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
They'll all be there. But I see, Erin, you did your homework. Excellent. A+.
Thank you very hard. Yes, sir.
Can I give you a simple way to figure out where all the schools in the Northern District and the Southern District are?
Yeah.
Robinson Road divides the North from the South. So
okay.
if you take Robinson Road down to Prince Charles, and then if you take it west straight across the park,
mm-hmm.
then it will split GH and CC, and that'll be the dividing line.
Delineator.
Yeah, for
okay.
Northern and the Southern. All the schools north of Robinson Road and all south.
All right. So all teachers that are not in that district, parents, if you're listening because the teachers are teaching,
yes.
write a letter to the school and say, we heard about what the Northern District is doing, and we want to know if our students, our children's classes can participate in that. That's excellent. So maybe you said that you guys are collecting some statistics at the district level?
Yes, at the district level.
Are they available to the public?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Not at this time, because we are sharing the information, the data, with the Ministry of Education. They're compiling the data.
Okay, so
yes.
they'll be responsible for
yes.
how it is disseminated.
Yes.
But these pamphlets look awesome, and they were produced and driven by the students themselves, eh?
Members produced the pamphlet.
Okay.
Yes.
Why stop bullying? What is bullying? When a child is bullied, why kids don't tell? What to do? What not to do? This is awesome because I had some questions
yes.
about that.
Yes.
So now the rally.
Yes.
Like you said, I was going to ask, are there any other events? But the rally is the culmination
yes.
of a year's worth of events.
Yes.
International Anti-Bullying Month is October.
Yes.
So we are celebrating here in the same month.
Yes.
All right. It brings regional solidarity. It
mm-hmm.
makes it easier to coordinate with other regional partners.
Mm-hmm.
If we can all do it on the same day, and it builds that energy.
Yes.
That's great. And it encourages students that it's not just us doing it. In other countries, they're doing it. In other schools, they're doing it.
Because bullying is global.
Yes.
Bullying is global. It's a global problem.
And not just global. Like, it's intergenerational as well.
Yes, it is.
And while we focused on students right now, you pull that one and then you pull that one. Yeah.
I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and we said that this is not a school problem. Mm-hmm. This is a national, global issue. Everywhere we go, there are bullies. Not just in the school, on the roads, in the bank, in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a pervasive problem. But because we are in the school system, that is how we're trying to target it there.
Excellent. And it's where you have the students in a collective space, right?
Yes.
And they're amenable and open to learning.
Yes.
The profile of a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your typical bully?
Well, usually in a bullying relationship, you're going to see some power differential. So there's going to be something that sets that child apart. Maybe I'm smarter than you. Maybe I'm bigger than you. Maybe my crew is bigger than yours. Maybe I'm more popular than you.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, and there are some other things going on, maybe some low self-esteem, some feelings of inferiority. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to use that power, that influence that I have to cause harm or injury to you or your relationships. And so anybody could be a bully if the circumstances are right. I think if we think of the prototypical bully that we see on the TV, it's a child who tends to be a little bit bigger, more aggressive, maybe not so much academically inclined. Maybe they have some issues at home. But the reality is anybody could become a bully.
Mm-hmm. This is what I find, like in the supermarket in particular, people ignoring basic systems and protocols. Things that I think that they should be aware of because of the amount of time they frequent in that space, right? For instance, I love this one. The Top of the Hill Super Value has one line for all of the 10 items or fewer cashiers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one line, and you feed off into whichever the three is open. People will come and form a new line and pretend like, oh, this line is for that particular cashier, right? So
there are also the people who park their trolley or their basket on the line, and then they leave to go and get something else. And so then when you get to the cash, no, I was there. But no, you weren't.
Right.
So
and so sometimes the bully is the person that overtly, openly ignores the thing and then expects to be treated like everybody else.
Yes, exactly. I think, too, we have to remember that as a part of this dynamic, there's also what we call the bystander. So there are also people in these institutions and organizations, and they see this behavior, and they don't address it.
Because
the customer's always right, and I can't lose it on my money. And so same thing in the school. There are children who witness other children being bullied, but because they fear whatever consequences they think are going to come, they just allow it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a part of it as well.
Yeah. I find that in another instance, bullies are people who lack self-confidence, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm in a situation, I don't know what to do. Like I see somebody and they say, Miss Green, she know what to do, but I don't know what to do. Like, you're supposed to expect me to know what to do because they really don't know what to do, but they know they have to get something done, right? And so they just push forward. They just pushing forward, right? And in that instance, that behavior can be bullying, can be bullish.
Right.
Right?
They're hiding their ignorance.
And I find that in the country, and so that's how I reconcile with a lot of the conflict I interact with or I observe. And I realize that for a lot of people, they wake up every day. They don't know how they're going to make the money they need, but they know they have to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And they are bullying their way through every space, but it's not with an intention to hurt. It's sort of rooted in an ignorance and a lack of confidence. So I don't know, but I am too ashamed to say I don't know. And so I'm just going to push forward. And if I end up bullying them, and somebody said to me, man, Miss Green, you could work around that. Like, I'm being perceived as having more power in the dynamic by the bystander. And so the way that the bystander intervenes is not to tell the person who is bullying to stop bullying, because they see the same thing I see, I observe.
Mm-hmm.
They say, man, Miss Green, you let them get the last one. I'll call you when a new shipment come in. Or let them get the last one. You know where to find these things, right? And in that is a beauty, right? That people will get up every day. They won't crumble. They say, look, I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I won't crumble. I can keep going forward. Mm-hmm. And so it's up to the bystander when you see that to say to that person without shaming them publicly, right. Look here, I see what you're trying to do. Look here, this is how you do it. Mm-hmm. And if you need some help doing it, just wink or whisper or pinch or call me and I can help you figure it out. Mm-hmm. And in those, right, like that's the bystander intervention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think a lot of our kids are facing the same situation. Mm-hmm. Every day they're expected to be both kid and adult.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in some instances, they're just bullying their way through.
Aaron, I think that you made an important distinction there because there is a difference between bullying behavior and being a bully. Now, how you would react to someone who would point that out to you, that your behavior was offensive, determines whether you're a bully. Because for most persons that are characterized as bully, the behavior is a continual thing. It's something that goes on over time.
It's intentional. Mm-hmm.
It's intentional. So if you are confronted with that type of behavior and you're not really intending to be a bully, you would most likely apologize and correct the behavior.
Right.
But most persons would double down on it and continue it. And that's where we make an important distinction between bullying behavior and an actual bully.
Absolutely. That person who, once they get the help or see a way, they begin to modify their behavior or moderate their behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's where we also try to make sure that those who display bullying behavior or even the bullies, we want them to establish that relational trust with their guidance counselors as well as their senior persons that are on staff. Because sometimes we find that once we could tap into that little aspect, there's always something that's underlying that's bothering our children. And sometimes they don't go about it the right way. Mm-hmm. So the goal of this entire exercise is to make sure educate, and help our children to grow in the fashion that they are supposed to be in. Because we want to eradicate bullying.
Absolutely.
We want to stamp that out.
And by applying empathy, right? Like I say, empathy is the antidote. Mm-hmm. In many instances, you will realize that the bully, like the sign that he or she is a bully is an indicator that something may be going on outside of school.
Right. Most definitely, in most cases, that's it.
Yeah.
And then we also have parents who are perpetuating this mentality. Right. So in the school, we have a zero tolerance policy as it pertains to fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But the children will say to you, but Miss Seeley, my mommy say, my daddy say, if they hit you, you better hit them back. Mm-hmm. Some parents, if their child tell them I got in a fight, well, who win? You win.
That's right.
And so it's not just the children we have to target. Mm-hmm. We have to target the parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because for them, it's a means to an end.
Yes.
That's how we survive. Like you said, I have to make it through this day. Don't know how. And if it's worked for them up to this point, what incentive do they have to try something different?
Absolutely. And sometimes gentle person at school, and the moment a teacher's not present or the moment they walk out of the school gate, they are back into this world of bullying where they have to be tough to protect themselves.
I can't emphasize enough how important it is for parents to assist us in eradicating bullying. Because one of the things that was just mentioned, parents sometimes encourage their children to fight back, defend themselves is the word that they use.
Mm-hmm.
But I always tell parents that come to me that we were put in place as parents in the school, in locus parentis. We are the ones that you put as guardians and the parents in place, right, for your kids. If your child came to you and said, Mommy, sister, just hit me. Would you say to that child, did you hit them back? You have to go defend yourself. Go punch her. Go continue to fight. As a parent, you would never say that to a child that came to you and said another sibling hit them. And I always say to parents, we don't encourage children to fight back. We encourage children to try to report the matter and hopefully report it before. Mm-hmm. And this is where anti-bullying comes in, because usually the bullying is sort of the gateway drug to the actual physical conflicts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a district project, right?
Yes.
I want to say that it can be an excellent model for other districts, for private schools, not so much for home schools, but for home schools who are then teaching kids strategies for outside of the homeschool space.
We are always the trendsetters in the Northern District. So we lead and others follow. So
I'm mad. Are you in the Northern District? I'm mad.
We're expecting the others to follow our lead soon because it is a wonderful initiative. And we have to thank our superintendent who has been 100% behind it and supporting us in this initiative. But we do hope, like you asked earlier, that the other districts, including the East and the West, and, which would be the primary districts, but also take up this initiative next year, and that all of us will be, you know, a part of it.
Now, I know a lot of parents, a lot of and kids, you only listen to this, put your head back in your book, will say, man, listen, you are creating a soft child that cannot survive in the outer world, right? Or they'll say, look, you tell the culture is that they're gangs. Mm-hmm. And my child has to get from their school home and may traverse through a number of gang areas, right? They may be harassed, coerced to join a gang. They may be bullied, you know, and they tell them if you join a gang, this will stop. They may join a gang as a solution to being bullied. They say, okay, but if I join this gang, these guys won't mess with me. In Japan, who is, of course, culturally hundreds of years beyond us because their culture has not been disrupted in the ways that ours has, they have this thing in Japan. All of the communities have this infrastructure for young people and students. A child, when it goes to school, can walk itself to school, and there are colored routes, right, from community to school. And community members take it upon themselves as a part of the culture that they observe. So if they see a child with a particular logo on, a particular a badge, walking on the wrong color, mm-hmm. going in the wrong direction, mm-hmm. they intervene.
Okay. Wow, that's excellent.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so if they see a child being bullied, mm-hmm. they can not just intervene, but they could identify what school that child comes from and they could pass information on.
Mm-hmm. This is why every stakeholder mm-hmm. is important yes. in the popular cliche that says it takes a village to raise a child. And so this is why we have piloted this initiative to ensure that, yes, we would have not been perfect in the past. We tried, but however, now with this new initiative, children can feel free to speak up and they don't have to be in fear of being bullied. Mm-hmm. So this is why we're trying now to even add some things just to make sure that we have our children feeling safe to come to school,
yeah.
feeling comfortable in who they are, because everyone is different. We will have children that are passive. We will have some that are aggressive, but we have to teach them just how to monitor the behavior. And that's why this rally is so important. And I can honestly say the students in the Northern New Providence District, they are super excited. Listen, they just want to be a part because, I mean, just having something like this, everyone wants to be a part of that first.
Yes.
And so that is why we are so excited just to host something like this.
So the students are attending the rally and they are hosting the rally. Will students be presenting songs, ideas? Like, for instance, I read this article that said, I think it's Bahamas Academy, maybe, mm-hmm. their senior high school for 2023 school song, anti-bullying song.
Wow. That is awesome. Excellent. That's awesome.
Right, so will students be attending the rally and also participating on the stage?
Well, we have guest speakers.
Okay.
And we have artists for our kids. We have Julian Believe, who's going to come and share, and then we have DJ Chili. All the kids know him. Mm-hmm. So they are, listen, we are just hyping this up as we sell it to the children. We have Pastor Ricardo Stubbs, who's coming just to give a positive word. We even have bullying ambassadors mm-hmm. from every school who we will be giving a presentation of award to. Those are our kids for our district. We also have even down to the RBDF, the Rangers. Okay. They will have booths. We have the RBPF cadets. They will also have booths there. Junior achievement. So we're making it. We're going to make sure that every stakeholder is involved this time. But of course, you know, the second time around, we're going to be bigger and even better. But listen, how are we piloting this time? Mm-hmm. The kids are very, very enthused.
So listen, I ain't been in school in a long time, but mm-hmm. Are y'all gonna have get them Reggie there?
How you mean? Yes, how you mean? I didn't even call her name. Listen.
Now let me tell you.
Listen,
what.
He gonna be there.
Let me hear. He's in our district.
That's yeah. Right.
Let
see,
me,
I get
right. Let me tell you why I say that. So I hear get them Reggie, right? And then I realize that I know Reggie because I saw the clip of Reggie showing his parents his outstanding achievement that's from right. School, right? That's and that right. That's where I think that's where the moment began because his family members were telling him, get them, Reggie.
That's right.
Get them.
That's right.
Show them how we's do it, right?
Yes, yes,
and so
yes.
It became a song. That song has been picked up by an artist in Trinidad named Chavez, and he sampled it in a 2024 soca song. Mm-hmm. Get Them, Reggie is an exposition, like an essay, on Bahamian respectability politics. Mm-hmm. Because Bahamians don't show out the way other cultures show out. Mm-hmm. Bahamian men will dance with a woman, but they don't carnival wine like in Trinidad, St. Lucia, man them is show off what they could do. Right? We don't do that. Mm-hmm. When Grammy go to the party, y'all having party and Grammy, why y'all bring me here? And then when that Ronnie Butler start licking and you see Grammy shaking her leg, you know Grammy getting off.
That's it. Yes. That's
she ain't
right.
Moving much because we don't show out in that way.
Yes.
Right? So Get Them, Reggie is a positive, uplifting to say, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I see you the way we's do it.
That's right.
Right, right.
And such a powerful, I just want to say, y'all make me a to go. That's all, right? But what a wonderful moment to connect from Reggie showing his parents his outstanding achievement awards.
Mm-hmm.
And as opposed to bullying him and saying, you think you smart, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Or only Sisiba is smart, you know,
yes,
what you
yes.
doing? They didn't do that. And the whole country picked up on that moment and said, that's what we get them, Reggie.
That's right.
So what a wonderful moment. And they can be there.
Oh,
yes,
yeah. Oh,
definitely.
Yeah. Man, we have so many persons. I will tell you.
Yes.
This is going to be, I mean, I hope you are there.
I can try
you. Man, you need to come.
You need to help
listen,
make some noise.
Listen. That's right, because listen.
They want the children to say,
and you
get them, mom.
Get them, mom. And listen, you can see just how the Northern New Providence District, listen, we is carry on bad, okay?
Good.
We
with
is
each
carry
other
on
and
bad.
For each
that's
other.
That's right.
Yes.
And so just
we laugh with each other, not at each other.
That's right.
We're first going to have an opening ceremony.
Okay.
And we've invited the Director of Education, who's supporting us, the Minister of Education,
right.
The Minister of Youth, and the Minister of National Security will be there to bring remarks.
Good stuff. All
yes.
of them
all the stakeholders.
Interact
yes.
with, because national security, to mold young people, we have to make them amenable to us. We can't be bullying these young people anymore. We older generations have information that these young people need to survive.
Yes.
They need it to be able to take over the reins, right? When we have passed. But as adults, we bully them, man. Like, we make them, like, you have to beg me for the information you don't know.
Yes.
And so a lot of our culture, like, we've inculcated these. Another thing we do, we solve problems with money.
That's true.
And we don't realize that we use money, perceptions of wealth, and fear of poverty to bully people as well, right? To control them, to make them go with us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great initiative to begin to disrupt these cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that the job of a parent is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Even on a good day, when you sit back, you don't have to work, you just sit back and think of the lives that your children could have. It can become overwhelming. But overwhelmed parents tend to bully children.
Yes.
Right? And they say, look, child, I don't have it. Come from around me. Because they just don't have the energy. Right? And so how do we support parents who become or in behavior?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that goes into an even larger conversation that we need to have about mental health.
Yes.
And people have to be able to identify, listen, I had enough. I'm at my limit. And I need help.
Mm-hmm.
So that ability to reach out to somebody else to get the help, to get the support, that's also why we have a lot of bullying. Because when the children are in need, rather than display that vulnerability or that weakness to reach out, I can lash out at you.
Right, like, I'm too ashamed to tell this teacher I can't protect a pen or a pencil in my house. I'm too ashamed to tell the teacher the conditions that we live in. I can't keep my homework and my books safe. So what I do when I come to school, the little nerdy small boy over there, he always have pen and pencil.
Yes.
I can take one of them.
Because
I don't know how to say to him, but look here, I need this boy. Please help me.
And I think we have to remember the importance of our roles in the schools because, like Mr. Principal said, when the children come to school, we are their parents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we also have teachers and administrators and counselors who may be stressed out, maybe overburdened, and sometimes we have a tendency. So we have to make sure that we take care of ourselves.
That's right.
So that when the child comes and they're in that vulnerable state or they're looking for help, mm-hmm. that we are there to meet the need.
So I call it the plantation model education, where everybody in the system is so stressed out, right, that it's only minimal that they could give. What type of infrastructure can we put in place to support teachers, to support parents, to support students, right? Because teachers are also victims of bullying behavior.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't heard a story in the media recently, but we've seen stories documented and anecdotal stories about parents who come to school and bully, I think that they can bully teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Parents who wait for teachers in the schoolyard, outside the schoolyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even when they're not extremely aggressive, perhaps they don't realize that by not using the proper channels of communication or of complaint, that you can appear as a bully and make teachers frightened, you know, that they could be accosted, assaulted, at any moment in time, even when they're off the job.
Aaron, you touched on something very important. After our first radio talk show, I had a representative from EAP, that's the Ministry of Education's Employee Assistance Program. The very next day, they came to my office saying, we want to be a part of the teachers. Mm-hmm. Need help. The teachers need assistance. So that's very, very important. And they're also going to be there as a booth. The EAP, mm-hmm. Employee Assistance Program for the Ministry of Education.
Okay.
Yes.
Now listen, say I'm a human resources manager and I'm interested in adopting some of these ideas, seeing how they could fit within my work structure. Can I come out? Do I need to contact the district office first to indicate that I'd like to come?
By all means, you can contact the district. And ensure, and you can always ask, and we can accommodate you with that because, you know, we know that human resource, it's a very, very important asset for the natural human resource. Mm-hmm. So we just want to make sure we take care of all of our persons, like our director said,
district
superintendent said, I'm sorry, like our superintendent said, mm-hmm. we do the EAP for our teaching staff. And for the most part, every session that we can, there is always a wellness session, a mental wellness session for our teachers, because we realize, too, we have to take care of us mm-hmm. as well, because if we are not well, we will not be able to perform our duties properly.
Absolutely. The ILO, International Labor Organization, says that the workspace mm-hmm. is not just in the formal, leave your home on your way to work and back, that all of that encompasses mm-hmm. the workspace, right? And I think the same for students and for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And so programs not have to be focused not just on what happens in the school, but what happens on the way to school
mm-hmm. yes.
and on the way back
yes.
home. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go through the details one more time for the inaugural anti-bully rally. We will be at the Kendall G. Isaacs National Gymnasium Friday the 9th.
That's right, Friday the 9th at 9 a.m. We're expecting we're collaborating all of the schools in the district, the junior and the senior schools. So I got to call all my speakers and my artists. I have Inspector Dion McPhee. I have Katario McKinney, Ricardo Stubbs, Reverend Diana Francis, Ricardo Ferguson, get them who? Reggie, Julian Believe, DJ
Chili.
No, DJ Chili. We have Bishop Lawrence Rule, Dynamite Daisy.
Yes,
so listen.
There.
And guess what? We have our own school bands that are there.
Now,
no, man,
listen, school bands, listen, and I could tell you we could play. So I'm quite sure we have C.R. Walker's band that's going to be there. And they are awesome. And CC Sweeting.
Because they, all I'm right? sure that they were part of the Rhythm Rumble where you paired an entertainer with a school pop band. These school pop bands, they ain't playing.
No, man, listen, not. Even our junior school, T.A. Thompson, got one serious Junkanoo band.
They challenge.
So you need to be there, man. They're ready. These the upcoming Junkanooers. Man, they are ready.
Awesome.
All right? So once again, we have the EAP, the Employee Assistance, the RBDF, the RBP, Junior Achievement, Sonda Club, the Legacy Church, the YEP, Guidance Departments, PTC, some of our good, they will also be sponsoring. We have the Bahamas Correctional Center, Adolescent Health, Student Development, Kiwanis, the Crisis Center, Ministry of Youth, and we also have the Anti-Bullying Series Author.
Listen, as we go to a break, let me tell you how next year you're going to partner with all of these beta camps and all of these STEM camps, right? And a technical vocation training, BTVI, so we can have a app competition and we can build apps for students, like an app that you could just hit a button, right? And 919 gets your location and it gets the message, I'm being bullied, send help. Awesome. Listen, look how we can all get involved.
Yes,
I go into a break. When we get back from the break, I can ask these people if they know what my transcripts say. You're honest teachers. Y'all should know. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Woo!
Stay in school. Let your mind become a tool. Cause jails were made for fools to be locked away from society. Society. Woo!
Time of year. Time for the Guardian Media Group's annual Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair at the Mall at Marathon, Saturday, March 2nd. Starting at 10 a.m., admission is totally free. Games, prizes, samples, and surprises are free. So, bring your mom, bring your dad, bring grandma and the baby, and come and receive free health screening, new product info, and sound financial advice. It's the annual Nassau Guardian Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair happening Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall at Marathon. Join the movement.
Wednesday, March 8th, 2024, is International Women's Day. Guardian Media wants all Bahamians to truly inspire inclusion. It's not just something we should say or something we should write about. It's something we need to think about, know, and embrace. It's what we should believe in unconditionally. This International Women's Day, Guardian Media wants you and your company to inspire inclusion. Celebrate the women in your organization this International Women's Day by placing them in an ad in our International Women's Day supplement. For more information, call 302-2300 or contact your account executive. The aim of the International Women's Day 2024 campaign is to collectively force the world for women. International Women's Day, Wednesday, March 8th, 2024. Inspire inclusion.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
From off the wall, give that baby back and gone. Leave all the people things at home.
Good morning, welcome back. Listen, Shine 242, Bloody, Ilcha, Nishi LS, Johnny Cake. I'm gonna need y'all to make a 2024 version, not the KB remake of Get Involved. But the young ones.
Yes, right. Yes.
See, I get them. Man, Miss Green want us to listen to all these old Bahamian music. She's a bully, you know. She don't never play none of the new Bahamian music. She don't never feature none of the new artists. you're right. It is a bit bullish. We don't make space for you in the society. Mm-hmm. We don't lend out to you and do things for you. It is bullish. A lot of us feel like we didn't get to live our lives, not realizing that all we've been doing is living our lives, as would be put in it. And there are many ways that you sort of, your behavior is bullying even though you don't intend it because you're not aware, right? And self-awareness is so very important in moderating your own behavior and being able to identify, oh, is this a, you know, this is a bullying situation. It isn't a bullying situation. So cyberbullying and the lens, right? I find that I started watching Bad Girls Club because I had nothing to do. And then I realized I couldn't turn away. And so now I'm watching all of these shows. I'm doing research. And I realize the power of the lens and how people's behavior and even identity sort of changes when there's a lens present. And how our young people, and possibly not just the lens itself, but watching these shows, which are mature content and not for children, that this culture is developed. When there's a lens present, I have to fight. I cannot be beaten. I cannot be the lesser. I cannot be demeaned. I cannot be embarrassed if there's a lens present. And maybe I would say good morning to Bruno, my sports co-host. If the lens wasn't present, maybe when he got hit, he would walk away to the teacher. But because the lens is present, I'm afraid that my embarrassment and shame will be, you know, plastered over the internet.
I think we have to remember where our children are at developmentally. And so this is a point in their lives where they're trying to discover who they are. They spend so much time with their peers, and what their peers think is paramount. So, of course, if I'm put on a stage, then I feel like I have to put on a show because I'm looking for acceptance, especially if I've not gotten that validation at home or from responsible adults in the next go-to group are my peers. And so whatever it is that they're into, I'm into. And if I don't have that integrity or that self-awareness or that confidence to say, begin my own road, then I'm going to follow the crowd. And so that means that sometimes I'm going to do things that I may know are wrong, that I may know is out of order, and I can pay for this later, but man, I get in stripes, I get in props from my peers. And so people on the TV, there's a monetary incentive there. The wilder and the crazier I carry on, the more likes we get, the more views, more ratings, we coming back for another season. So, yeah.
And I 100% agree that I think the appearance of the lens in today's culture has had, I think, had an adverse reaction on our kids. Because back in the day, Aaron, when we were growing up, our main thing was the audio. So we would listen to Dr. Off and, you know, get involved. Because I think, Superintendent, you need to knight or dub Erin our media ambassador. But she picked the perfect song. That is the song I think that can really resonate with our theme and our concept here. But I am really hopeful that parents will be more vigilant in watching what their kids see online and try, because there are a number of apps that actually give parental guidance over certain things, and they can have these things installed. I know that it's kind of against the swimming against the river because it's such a flood right now that students are online and they are trying to make their own movie. So the whole idea that we have at school is that the phones are not allowed and the tablets and the electronic devices except for school purposes, because once they have, like you said, once a lens is out, persons want to act. They want to act out.
Listen, you're so right, because I grew up in the ZNS era, right? And my Grammy wouldn't let me off the side porch. It's black and white TV on the side porch. There wasn't so much drama the media and the content that we were absorbing. And so now 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds are living drama-filled lives when there should be no drama whatsoever. The biggest drama is, the little boy say, I hate you, teacher, because I'm only 5. I'm going to talk. I can't, right? The teacher punish him. You take away my ladybug stickers. And the kid said, but I'm only 5. I can't control myself. I have to talk. That's the type of drama a little five-year-old should be going through. Mm-hmm. Not, my boyfriend stopped talking to me, right? And so we've allowed or exposed them to such adult and mature content that they're now living adult and mature lives. And the things that they experience, they shouldn't be experiencing. And some of those things lead to bullying. Mm-hmm. And so now the kid whose parent, like, I don't know if my nephews want me to say this, but when they were very tiny, my sister, when she visited, she would only let us watch VeggieTales with them. Mm-hmm. She had specific programming for them. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought, well, this is a bit much. She has raised some beautiful, they sports and things, they rough, you know. But they have a degree of empathy, mm-hmm. you know, which I really, really value in them. And so, parents, mm-hmm. you can't use the device as a babysitter.
Yes, exactly. Because those are unfiltered.
Yes, and another reason why she needs to be our media, you know, ambassador is that's an excellent point. I think empathy is the cure to bullying because we are trying our best to see if we can instill that character trait in our students. And this comes about with our community service activities where we're trying to get them to go out there, perform community service without the expectation of being paid, mm-hmm. but just doing it to try to fulfill a need in the community. And I think that you said it absolutely correct. Empathy, if you can put yourself in someone else's shoe and see how they feel. Because to me, I think the kids today, they are seeing so much online. You know, the most popular YouTubers or social media persons are persons that go out there and do what they call pranks. And so they're running up on persons and hitting them or throwing water on them. And these things would in any other way be considered bullying. But mm-hmm. because it's for social media, it's considered a prank or socially acceptable. But I think if we could do more to get empathetic persons or citizens, I think it's going to go a long way in curbing the type of aggressive
engagement.
I would want to say engagement that we see today among our citizens.
Absolutely.
And something else that we can do every single day with our children, talk to them, have conversations. Mm-hmm. I so love when I could go in the classroom, or I'm in the hallway or on the field, and I just having conversations with my children. And I realize that some of these conversations nobody has ever had with them. And through the conversation and building the relationship, you can help them to gain new perspective on things. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever asked them to consider, well, how do you think someone else might feel if mm-hmm. X, Y, Z? So it's a new conversation. It opens up their minds.
I mean, something as simple as a father saying to his children, look here, like you catch them looking at the models, right? Or you say, oh, I don't want to go out in this dress because I don't look right. And you say, when the father says to his children, look here, I don't tell your mommy, I tell you this. Your mommy is chubby all through high school. She's chubby all through primary yes. school. Mm-hmm. And when I fall in love with her, she's chubby. Mm-hmm. And yes. I don't care that she's chubby because I love her.
Yes.
Right? These are the sorts of things that young men and young women mm-hmm. need to hear. Mm-hmm. Right? I tell people all the time, do you have the outfit in a size Andress? Plenty of us size Andress. And some of us size Long Island. And some of us size Rumkey. Right? Like, but normalize mm-hmm. the differences, yeah. you know, normalize diversity. Like, because that young person should be able to be different in community.
Yes. Yes.
We've also developed, I think, a hyper-individualistic culture where young people easily render things around them as invisible. Mm. Right? They just don't see it. Mm-hmm. And that's a lack of empathy, mm-hmm. you know, because you, and sometimes it's trauma-based. I can't see anymore.
Because I'm like, for some of them, it's self-preservation. You have yes. some children, and they're like, dang it, and nothing. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they're being rude or disrespectful. They just can't take on any more stimuli because they're right. overwhelmed.
So people with chronic illness disorders, people with sort of psychological disorders, they talk about spoons, right? And the way that they communicate with people is, look, every day I get 5 spoons. That's all I have. And right now, I only have 2 spoons left, and I have to go home. My husband's sick, my children, I got to take care of everything. So I can't take this on. I just need you to know I only got 2 spoons left, and I can't take it on. And for young people to be, see, we don't even allow young people to talk to us like that. right? We say it's disrespectful, but the young person is trying to show you, I'm at my psychological limit, ma'am. My household is chaos. The community I have to traverse is chaos. These boys, I'm in the school, they want me to use my money to help them buy drugs. I using my money to support my siblings. I don't have any more spoons left, ma'am.
But I don't even know if some of them have the mind or the maturity to even initiate that conversation. So that may be something that we have to do. Because, yes, again, everybody's stressed out. Anybody asking you how you doing? So we have to be able to initiate that conversation and give them that time and that space to be able to reveal those kinds of things to us. So for me, everything goes back to relationship. You could scream, you could shout, you could throw, you could put them out of the class. But when you make a connection with a child, they'll do anything for you. So we have to go back to basics, the basic human interaction.
Mm-hmm. And like she said, when we have those teachable moments in the classroom, those are when we steer away from what's on the curriculum, what is to be taught today. When we open up and we said, okay, what's going on? We find that a lot of children, because, and they would say it openly, and they would say what's going on. And this is where sometimes we can actually tap into what's going on, because we need those, we need that relationship. We need that relational trust with our kids where we can actually tap into them, because it helps so much. And sometimes we can build, even as a teacher, a better understanding of that child. Mm-hmm. Now, what we usually do when we do find out what's going on, we take it to our guidance counselors so that they can get some further help when we do find out, because sometimes they open right up in the classroom, and that is the best place for them sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Crime Stoppers, BTC, all my STEM programs, all my Beta Camp programs, we're working on apps, anti-bullying apps, so people could anonymously or not anonymously identify where they are. There's a problem brewing. I'm the center of the problem. I need help, anything, and to simultaneously send those messages to various agencies and to parents. I think that gives some young people a degree of confidence. In the next episode of the Northern New Providence Secondary School's District Anti-Bullying Program, we're going to talk about bully drivers. We're going to talk about self-confidence and discipline on the road. And we're going to talk about not modeling bad behavior to our children. Because anybody who runs a stop sign or a red light with their children in the car, you're not only a bully, but you're not only endangering yourself and your kids' lives, but you are creating sociopaths and psychopaths that will have no empathy and cannot connect to people around them. Anyway, we can discuss that on the next episode when they bring my t-shirt. Thank you for letting me get involved in this awesome initiative. We're going to make some noise against bullying. Friday, the 9th of February, Kendall G. Isaacs Gymnasium, the Northern New Providence Secondary School District. We're going to join C.C. Sweeting, D.W. Davis, H.O. Nash, the Pace School, C.I. Gibson, Doris Johnson, T.A. Thompson, C.R. Walker, the Erin Gilmore School, L.W. Young, and the TAP students. Yeah. Let's support them supporting us. You guys have a great day, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Don't be no fool, stay in school. Let your mind become a tool. Friends were made for fools to be. Locked away from society, society, society. Get involved, get involved.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.